The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
Laws of Traveling, Simin Samaches Sif Zayin. Ba'achsanya Shu Ocho Shama. In the place that one is being put up to eat, Sorach Lidaktek, he has to be careful in Balabayas Va'anshe Beso, He Muksherim V'nemonim, whether the homeowner and the people of the household are Ksherim and if they're trustworthy. V'imrotza Lecho Basa B'makom, She'ena Yidu'ilo, and if he wants to eat meat in a place that he doesn't know about it, Sarach lachkar v'lidrosh heitev. He has to investigate very carefully. Mihu hashochet? Who is the one who did the shechita? Mihu harav hamashgiach alav? Who was the rav who gave approval of it? Ki b'avneseinu harabim rabu hamachshelav. Because in our great sins, there's been an increase of the impediments in kashrus. V'hamascho yovin, and someone who understands this will appreciate this. U'mikoshrein b'yayin, and all the more so when it comes to the kashrus of wine, asher b'avneseinu harabim, that due to our many sins, rabo hamispartzim, there's been an increase of those who have broken down the walls of the Mesorah, and this requires much investigation to ensure that the wine that we're drinking is indeed kosher. So let's talk about some of the kashrus concerns that come up when staying at a hotel which is not a kosher certified hotel. Obviously, just about any prepared food cannot be eaten in a hotel since you don't know what the ingredients are. But there shouldn't be a problem eating fresh fruit, at least if they're uncut, when one is not in Israel and there's no problem of trumas and maestras. Fruits and vegetables that were pre-cut should not be used because we don't know what type of knife was used to cut them. But it would be permissible to drink unflavored coffee along with milk in places that there's no concern that the milk is not kosher. If someone has a microwave in their room, they would not be allowed to use it unless they kosher it first. Or you can double wrap anything that's going into the microwave. While there's no problem using the refrigerator in one's hotel room if it's clean, but you have to remember that if you put meat or fish or wine that's uncooked there, you would not be allowed to leave it there if it's unsealed, when there's no one in the room to observe it. Now, staying over for Shabbos in such a hotel can get very complex, because today's hotels might have sensors all over the place for security, for the lights. You really have to check it out carefully before Shabbos begins. Many hotels have electronic locks on the doors, and some places the bathrooms have sinks and toilets that are controlled by an electronic eye. All in all, we have to conclude that there's no place like home when it comes to keeping halacha. But if someone has to be staying over in a hotel which does not keep kosher, make sure you bring your own food and try not to stay there for Shabbos. Halacha ches, kishahu mispalo tefilah shachris baderech. When someone davens shachris on the road, yizaher li satef bitalis gado kimosha hu mispalo bebeis hakneses, he should be careful to don a talis gado, a large talis, like he does in shul. Ki atalis katan rochok shiyer kashir, because the small talis katan that we have is very far from being the necessary measurements. Imholach biraglov, if he's traveling by foot, azai kishomer ha-pasek Shema Yisrael, then when he says the pasek of Shema Yisrael, u'baruch shem kvod malchuso li'olam ve'ed, and the pasek which immediately follows it, tzorach la'amod, then he has to say it while standing still. Sheyachaven libo heitev, so that he would be able to have the proper kavana. V'im rochev, and if he is riding on an animal, o yoshev ba'agala, or he's sitting in a carriage, mutar, then it would be mutar to say Shema, even though the animal is moving. But tefillah Shemana Esrei ya'amod, and when he says Shemana Esrei, he should stand. Im hu nochutz ledarko, and if he is pressed for time, that he has to continue his journey. Im yochol la'amod l'koapokos, b'shalosh brachos rishonos, u'b'shalosh brachos achronos, mutav. If at the very least he can remain standing for the first three brachas and the last three brachas of Shemana Esrei, so that would be good. Now the Mishnah Berurah says he should at least be standing at the place where he bows in Shemana Esrei and at the place where he takes the three steps. V'im lav, and if he can't do that, yispalo miyushev b'agala, so then he would be allowed to daven while sitting in the wagon, v'yaseh hakriyas miyushev, and he could bow while sitting. V'omnam tov yoseh sheyispalo afilo miyad balos hashachar, however, it would be better to daven even immediately from alos hashachar, even though that is not the ideal time to daven. V'gam mincha afilo miyad even daven mincha immediately from a half hour after midday, which is also not the most ideal time to daven mincha, in order that he should be able to daven while standing and daven properly. In other words, he's better off if he has a choice of davening at the right time, at the ideal time, while traveling, but sitting, or davening at the non-ideal time, while standing properly, he's better off davening at the non-ideal time while standing properly. In parentheses, he says, Hashir shu mechuyev lachzor achar mayim, he says the requirement for him to go pursue water in advance of his tefillah, ukedei liyispalo basara, as well as how far he has to go in order to daven with a minyan. So that amount, kasub b'siman yudbei, sifhei b'sifches, that we discussed much earlier. One of the most complex halachic issues in traveling by airplane is knowing what time to daven. For starters, there is a dispute among the halachic authorities as to whether the times for davening, and anything else for that matter, should be calculated according to the altitude that the airplane is, or according to the corresponding location on the ground underneath the airplane. Now, there's a great difference between the two, of course, depending on how high the airplane is flying. For example, let's say in a certain location, sunrise is at 6:30 a.m., if one is in an airplane above that spot, it's possible that they would see the sun rising at 5:30 and thinking that that is a good time for them to daven. Now let's try the other way. If in a certain location sunset is at 7 p.m., one who's in the airplane above that spot would not see the sun go down until perhaps an hour later, to 8 p.m. So at 7:30 he might still be davening mincha, while in fact that's really supposed to be Ma'ariv time according to the position that says that we follow the location of the ground below the airplane. If one were to follow the position of calculating these man according to the altitude of the airplane, using the traveler's perception of when the sun goes up and when it goes down would be very difficult, because there's an issue of the refraction of the light, and often what looks like the light from the sun is really not. In addition, at some times during the year, if someone is traveling on a somewhat of a northern route, they might see light coming from over the North Pole, from the other side of the globe, thinking that it's already daybreak, while in fact it is still the middle of the night. So consequently, many poskim say they should just follow the zman that is on the ground. But even that is difficult to calculate. You might know what time sunrise and sunset was at your source and what time it will be at your destination, but how are you supposed to know at the place where you are traveling? Now, this is a particular problem when someone is traveling on the airplane eastbound, because what happens is that sunrise and sunset occurs very quickly, particularly during the summer months. Now, during the winter months, there's a different problem, is that there are times that the difference in time between sunrise and Sovsman Kriya Shema is only 1 hour, which means that you really have to be certain to start davening either before Nates, before sunrise, or shortly afterwards. So all in all, a traveler should really research the Zmanim of the place where he'll be at the time of Tefillah. There are some internet sites that can assist one in this endeavor. But certainly don't judge just based on how things feel from the perception of a high altitude journey. Halacha tes. Hamahalech baderech. Someone who's traveling on the road. V'hagia ha'es ha'ochel. And it comes time for him to eat. V'lo matzah mayim. But he did not find any water with which to wash his hands before eating. Nisbar b'simen mem sif yudalet. So it was discussed earlier in simen mem what he should do. U'b'simen mem beis sif yutes nisbar. And in simen mem beis it was explained, she'ocho pas osur lotseis mimkomo, that someone who eats bread is forbidden to leave his place, ad sheyivarech berkas hamazon, until he benches. Now this is important for a traveler to know. That's why he's bringing it here. U'b'simen mem dalet sivav nisbar, and later in simen mem dalet is explained, shetzarech levarech miyushov davka, is that when a person benches, he has to be seated at the time. For omnam im ochel baderech kishu mahalech, however, if he ate on the road while he was walking, muta levarach berkas hamazon gam ken kishehu mahalach, he would also be allowed to bench while he's walking, mipnei she'ein daitam yosheves alav, because he won't be able to focus im yitzarech lehisakev, if he needs to sit and wait while he benches. So he's better off walking and focusing than sitting and not focusing. Aval im achal miyushav, but if he ate while seated, gam birkas hamazon sarach levarach miyushav, so benching also has to be done while seated. So however you eat, that tells us how he could bench. Halacha yud. Tzas nogim, some people have the practice, shebi yosam baderech va'ochlem bebeis nachri, that when they're traveling on the road and they eat in the home of a non-Jew, ein mevarachen bezimun, even if there's three people who ate together, they don't bench with a zimun. Mishum dilo ahavi kvias, because that's not considered an established place for them to eat. Umikol makam, however, im kavu atzmam sham lecho b'yachad, if they really were kaver, they really established themselves that this is going to be their eating place together, didn't just happen to be that there are three people there. Ein nachon levato hazimun. It is not proper to neglect saying the zimun, since they really did eat together. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah says is that someone who is eating in a house of a goy, a private house of a goy, so then if there's three Jews who ate together, then they should make a zimun. However, if he ate in a malon, in an inn of a non-Jew, and it's just he happens to be in the way and they need a place to sit down and eat. So then he says that we do not make a Zimun, and it'd be most proper to be careful that three people should not establish themselves that they're eating together in order to remove themselves from any doubt in the matter. So the Kitzur goes on. He says, V'yomru, and when they bench, they should say, Harachamon hu yishlach lanu bracha meruba, bimkom halichaseinu, ubimkom yeshivaseinu ad olam. In other words, instead of saying, Harachman Ishachlana Baracha Maruba Babayas Hazeh, that he should send much blessing in this house, we don't want to say that when it's the home of a non-Jew, but rather what he should do is he should say in the place that we should have much bracha in our journey and in our return. V'im Ochlam Mishel Echad, and if they're all eating the food of one person, Yucholon Loma, they'd be allowed to say, Harachman Hu Yuvarech Esbau Habayas Hazeh, that Hashem should give a bracha to this Baal HaBayis, because the term Baal HaBayis doesn't mean literally the one who owns the house, V'kaliyah Baal HaSuda, that's referring to the one whose meal it is. Imlav, and if they don't say this, if they can't say this, then Yomer, what they could say is, Harachamon hu yuvarach osano, that Hashem should be mevarach us. But you should not say Baal HaBayis hazeh, if the home and the food belongs to a non-Jew. Halacha Yud Aleph. Midina Asa Lelech Be'erev Shabbos Yoser Min Shalosh Parsaos. The halacha is that it's forbidden for a person to travel on Friday more than 3 parsaos distance, Bein Lebeso, Bein Lemakom Acher, whether he's traveling to his own home or he's traveling to a different destination, so that he'll be able to prepare his Shabbos meals properly. Now notice that the issue isn't that we're afraid that he's going to come late, he's going to end up getting stuck in the road for Shabbos. The issue is that he needs to prepare his meals properly. Ubimedinos elo, and in our countries, ein nizharim bezeh, people aren't careful about this. Mipnei sherov bnei adam mechinim berevach, because most people prepare lots extra. Umikom makom tzarko adam lizaher mahod, but still, each person has to be very careful. Sheyikanes luushpiza baod ayom gadom, that they should come to a place in which they could stay while it is still daytime. Because there's a tremendous amount of Chilo Shabbos which is generated by the fact that people are late while they're traveling. Therefore, one has to be very careful. And he shouldn't allow the inclination to seduce him. Lomar, as if to say, Od hayom gadol v'derech tov, you still have a long day, and it's a good journey, and you still have plenty of time to get there. You have to take into account that traveling always has unexpected delays, and you have to allow extra time to get to your destination or a place to stay. When we talk about traveling a distance of 3 parsa, it is referring to those who are traveling by foot. But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that if someone is traveling in a vehicle, he would be allowed to travel the amount of distance that he could cover in the amount of time it takes to travel 3 parsa by foot. So what does that mean practically for us? How long does it take to travel 3 parsa? So there is a machlokes haposkim. Most poskim say that it would be 3 hours and 36 minutes. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it would be 4 hours and 48 minutes. So this is the maximum distance that technically one would be allowed to travel on Erev Shabbos. Halacha Yud Beis. Mishehu biyom Shabbos Kodesh baderach b'malon. Someone who is on Shabbos on the road at an inn. V'yesh lo mois, and he has money with him. Im yachol lahafkidon o lahatznion, if he has an opportunity to deposit it with someone or to hide it, Aser lahachzikon bekiso, it is forbidden for him to maintain it in his wallet. Shahare heim muktza, because the money is for sure muktza. Ve'imisiyara shema yignavu mimeno, if he's afraid that they're going to steal it from him. Yisperem erev Shabbos bebigdo, so then on Friday he should sew it into his garment. Ve'yeshev b'Shabbos, and he should sit on Shabbos, v'lo yetze b'hem b'mekom shein erev, and he should not go out into a place where there's no erev. So even though he has money in his pocket, which is muktzah, that's mutter to do, but he still can't carry it in a place where there's no erev. Ach, im yesh locho shema machmazeh, eino yotze ko hayom mi beso, yargishu sheyesh lamos. But if he's concerned that the locals would see that he's not leaving the building, that this way they're going to realize that he indeed has money with him, and they're going to hold him up and demand his money. So mutar lotzeis behem, he's even allowed to go out with them, kishahem tfurim bebigdo, when they are sewn into his garment. Now, in the event that he didn't sew it into his garment, he didn't have time, or he didn't have what to sew it with, so then the halacha would be that he'd be allowed to go out with carrying it with a shinoi. In other words, not carrying it in its normal way. So, for example, it couldn't be in his pocket. That would be a normal way of carrying something. But maybe to put it in his garment next to his skin, that would be considered a shinoi. Avo imhem bekiso, but if it really is in his pocket, called inyan asur, then it's certainly going to be forbidden. Ayin od besimen kuf peites, dvarim shetzrichim nizar baderech. See later on in Kuf Peites more things that a person needs to be careful about while he's traveling. When planning air travel, one has to take into account unexpected delays. There are so many reasons why a surprise delay can pop up. Consequently, one should be very wary about a flight that is scheduled to land on Friday. This is especially true if the flight involves a stopover someplace else. It is so unfortunate when someone ends up landing on Shabbos, or landing right before Shabbos, and they don't have time to get home from the airport. But what should a person do when an airplane does arrive late, and it's already Shabbos? So the poskim say that it is mutter for the traveler to get off the airplane, but he would have to remain at the airport for the entire Shabbos if it is located outside of the tchum of the city. However, within the airport, within the terminal, he would be allowed to walk around. On the other hand, if the airport is located within the tchum, the traveler would be allowed to go to his destination on Shabbos. Assuming, of course, he's careful about issues of hotza'ah, of carrying, and of muktzah. Generally, when people travel, they always have valuables with them, especially their passport, and the passport would be considered muktzah. But in all likelihood, there will be no safe place for a traveler to leave his muktzah valuables in the airport. So therefore, when he walks around within the airport, he'd be allowed to carry with him, but he would still not be allowed to take it out of the airport. So he would have to find someone trustworthy to watch his valuables for him if he wants to leave the airport. Altogether, anyone who's traveling, whether by plane or by car, on Erev Shabbos, it might not be such a bad idea to have with him provisions in case he gets stranded for Shabbos. For example, having a box of matzos can go a long way, and a bottle of grape juice would be wonderful so that one can make kiddush. But the best advice yet is what we have to continue to reiterate, is be careful not to leave too late so you don't get stranded for Shabbos in a place where you don't want to be.